Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's 15-minute huddle. It's a great day today, isn't it? Wow, we have already into the middle of March, and it's so exciting that you guys are making great progress. I hope you are. And what do you got to do to get it even better? I know you can. I know you will. It's all possible if you put your mind to it. You take the daily actions, you make the decision, you put yourself into action, and you go through what I'm going to be talking about today, because you got to go through it, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, if you want to look at it that way. It's something that we have to do. So, guys, here's the ultimate. What business are we in? Okay, what business are we really in? If you're in the sales profession, I don't care what you're selling, real estate, mortgage, you have a small business, you have a big business, you're selling whatever you're selling, what business are we in? We're not in sales per se, except the fact that we do offer a product, a good, a service that allows us to help other people, thus receiving compensation for them. But with reality, guys, the business that we are in the rejection business. And at the end of the day, guys, our business is so hypersensitive to this thought of the word no that we freeze in everything that we do. Okay, we freeze in everything that we do. So here's what we have to think about. And today I'm going to be talking about overcoming some of the fears of no, of getting rejected. And guys, it's not perfect. I want you to get that. What I'm going to share with you are some points. And I think when most people implement these ideas, these thoughts, these concepts into their business and really put their head around it and accept it, like I said today, you got to accept the fact that we're going to get rejected. As I noted today, when do we eat? We eat typically when we're hungry. And when we are not hungry, we're not going to want to eat. And our job is to find people that have a desire to eat. In other words, when we go out into the marketplace to offer our services, if you're in the real estate business, you're going out there to find people that want to buy a home, they want to sell a home, they want to invest in a home, they want to make a decision, they want to make a move, whatever the case is. At that point, when we speak to them, they're going to either say yes or they're going to say no. Okay? And if we understand that most people inherently, let me mute out my phones here. Okay, so I just wanted to mute out our call today just so we can have some clarity because a little background noise. Anyway, so guys, at the end of the day, when people are hungry, when you call them, you're going to have the ability, assuming you have the skill set and the opportunity to really go out there and find those people, you're going to be able to solve their problem. If you have the skill set and you ask the right questions and so on. So what are the underlying causes of this phobia? I think part of it is what Lee Iacocca said, and he once remarked that the vast majority, and I wrote this down, the vast majority of salespeople spend their entire sales careers attempting to avoid rejection that's intrinsic to sales. It's a part of our being. It's a part of what we must go through. Let me repeat what he said. Lee Iacocca, as he said it, the vast majority of salespeople spend their entire sales careers attempting to avoid rejection that is intrinsic to sales. And our fear of hearing the word no is primarily the responsibility for the low per agent sales performance that plagues our industries of selling. Okay, and whether you're in real estate or, again, any other business, this is the nature of the deal. So let me go back to what I was going to say. The underlying causes of this phobia is of this phobia and what we can do as a professional in the sales business and what we can do to overcome our fear is how do we get through this process of understanding that the dreaded no is going to be a part of the process. Now, the definition in Webster in this phobia is persistent irrational fear. In other words, we have a fear before we actually engage. We have this intrinsic, you've heard me talk about this before in another conversation. We put out in advance what we fear most, and then what we do is we freeze up and don't take necessary action, right? So what we want to do is get one thing as we wrap through this whole process today, is that we are an ego-driven industry. Whether you're in real estate, you're in mortgage, you're selling anything else, salespeople are in an ego-driven industry. And far too many egocentric salespeople seek the path of least resistance of rejection, and they seek the path of least resistance in what they do every single day. They move away from the productive activities that can provide abundant amount of opportunity for them, while at the same time they move away from the opportunity to get abundantly rejected throughout the day in order to move forward. Most of the public guys that we deal with on a daily basis, as I said a second ago, neither wants or needs our service. Write that down. Most of the public doesn't want or need our services at the time that we're speaking with them. And since most people buy or sell at irregular or long-term intervals, okay, usually 5, 7, 10 year time frames, we have to understand that when you speak to them today, then there may be a chance that they don't have a need for what you're offering. So you must accept that. But more importantly, guys, understand that. You know, this is a business, and if you understand that philosophy, that when the time is right, you're going to get the opportunity. When the time is not right, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just trying to offer a service, and hey, I don't need it right now. Boom, you got to move on. So therefore, when somebody rejects our inquiry about buying or selling, whatever the case is for your business, and I'm saying this generally, guys, and a lot of you guys who are on this call today are in the real estate genre, and I get that, okay? But anyway, whatever they're buying or selling, it should be expected that we will be rejected by the overwhelmingly the majority of the time. That's why it usually takes four good solid hours of lead generation on a daily basis, typically 5 days a week, typically where you should reach out to get yourself at least 30 to 40 contacts and get yourself 1 to 3 appointments on a weekly basis. And we got to remind ourselves daily, guys, that it's a numbers game. Okay, you just write that down. It's a numbers game, and you cannot get emotionally or psychologically down when we get through this process, when we go through this process and we get the word no in our life. Next is the fear of no we get from those who do need our services. This is a tricky one, okay? But rarely opt in to take advantage from the first attempt that we make to them, okay? We typically get the reflex no. I'm not interested. Thank you for calling. They hang up on us. This most frequently occurs dealing with expireds if you're in the real estate business or you're dealing with for sale by owners. These guys, you've heard me say it, they got their hands up, they want to sell, but we call them and they give us the no, all right? In the case of the expired, we're dealing mostly with people's disappointments, their fears, their apprehensions, because there was something that caused their home to fail in the sales process. And whether it was the agent, the market, the price, number of other factors that could be involved here, they just have a knee-jerk reaction to saying no. They're often emotional, they're often irrational, and they have the state of mind that we have to overcome to move it to a point of positive, logical, and encouraging approach to them. And that requires good skills, and it requires for you, even if you just got rejected a second ago, on the next call, it requires that you have a great mindset in order to move forward. To overcome this no, this reflex no, and the intrinsic fear that comes with it, we simply need to ask some great questions, listen carefully to their responses, and continue with meaningful answers and move forward into your conversation. And this often just kind of breaks down that barrier that there's a no involved here when they really want to do something. Statistically, the overwhelming majority of people whose homes expire typically will relist them. Okay? And it's not going to be 100% because, yes, they just expired simply because they didn't need to do it anymore. Plans changed, whatever the case is. But there's statistically, they're going to relist their home. Who are they going to list it with? They're going to list it with the person who actually calls them and asks them some great questions, listens carefully, elicits information from them to support their desire to make a move, and then they move forward. They understand their dilemma. They understand what happened before. They get that. They work on it. And then that customer understands because they're finally reaching a professional who's asking them some great questions. Now, if they say no to you then, that's okay. Okay, it might happen, and more than likely that would happen, thus requiring us to do what we call following up. All right. However, here's the deal. We have to understand that sometimes they're just going to say no to us, and most of the time it's going to be on the first round. Your goal is to follow up with them. Now, let's move on to the next one, which is the greatest fear of no in our industry is dealing with for sale by owners, if you're in the real estate venue. Okay. These guys can be quite defensive, resistant, downright obstinate, as I wrote down here, okay? And most agents, and guys, I was talking to one of my clients yesterday and a couple of clients the days before, and they're working on calling by owners. Guys, here's the deal. It's a non-competitive industry. Okay, most agents won't even call for sell by owners because that fear of that stronger rejection that they're going to get from the by owner, while other agents who work at that understand the psychology and the and this understanding of the mindset of the by owner that they want to try it on their own, and who, if they go after them, can be tremendously successful in listing them. Now, in the case of the FSBO, it usually takes some time. Okay, depends on when you call them. It depends on how long they've been in the business. But at the end of the day, it takes a strong approach. It takes a creative approach. It takes going in and doing the steps to the process that I offer, which is extremely powerful, works very well if you follow the system, and it can give you great opportunity. But we have to understand, guys, it's really a process that we have to go through. So really, when we talk about the word no from a buy owner, it doesn't mean no ever, it just means no right now, very typically. And if we work them and if we understand their psychology and we are patient and we do consistent, persistent follow up and follow through with them and follow the steps, meet them, send them a thank you note, call them up and say thank you, and you keep in touch with them where most people will never ever continue to do that, you will win at high levels. Thus, the no becomes an opportunity, which I want you to write down. Our no's, when there's a motivation, a desire, and a need, can become opportunities. And that's where the professionals stand above all others. Write that down. They will stand above all others because they get that the no is not a no now. It just means no, not a no ever. It just means not a no now. And that's okay. Remember, 80 to 90% of your business is going to come from follow-up. So it's really not the no now that we have to deal with. It's the no in the future that might occur. And that's okay, too. But the no cannot get in your way today. Don't allow it to happen. Guys, here's the most effective method of overcoming the fear of no. And there's many ways to do this. Just a thought, okay, is to really develop a bulletproof positive mindset that keeps you optimistic for that one yes that you're looking for each and every day. And the great way to implement this is to simply review your numbers, all right? Calculate your dollars per contact ratio. Now, every time you get rejected during the day, you simply ring out a strong affirmation to Ching. So I want you to take the number, if you're writing some notes down, 6,000 divided by 99. $6,000 divided by 99 no's. That comes out, guys, to $60 for every time somebody said no to you. So when somebody says no to you, simply say thank you for the $60. I really appreciate that. Cha-ching. You hang up and you move on to the next opportunity. Guys, in summary, we got to remember that there are some critical points to overcome rejection and that fear that comes from hearing the word no. And that dreaded word, that ugly word, no. Okay, as I said at the onset here, when people are hungry, guys, they're going to want to eat. You cannot force feed somebody to just finish an 8-course meal. It's impossible. I've even tried it just to see if I can get through it, and I have never experienced the opportunity of eating another 8-course meal when I just finished one. It doesn't work. Try it for yourself, and then when that server comes up to you, then you can proudly reject them and say, no, I am not ready for any more food right now. I appreciate it. Have a nice day. And then go from there. So here's some points I want you to write down before we wrap up today. Number one, understand that it's your service, that and not you personally, that people are rejecting. Most people simply do not want or need your service today. Two, talk to your coach. If you have a coach, you need to talk to your coach about your ego. Okay, and getting that out of the way that might be keeping you from prospecting at the levels that you should be. Oftentimes, we don't want to do that because we don't feel that we are worthy of that or that's not what we should do. We need to do stuff where people call us versus us calling them. And guys, that comes down to an ego that we decide that we're not going to make the attempts to go out there and reach people, being proactive about finding opportunities, okay? Even if you did stuff online, you still have to receive the call, and most people, even if they do get leads from online, they're still going to get rejected, even at the same levels very typically, because the individual might call you and say, I'm just kicking the tires for something into the future, and then we take a look at that, and that's really a rejection for now, in that moment. So we have to accept either way is going to happen. Point number three, don't be dissuaded by the reflex no, okay? It's a natural response. We all do it. Go into a shopping, go shopping for some clothes. When the salesperson comes up to you and say, can I help you? You say, no, I'm just looking. It's a normal thing, what we all do. Okay? And success comes with follow-up questions and ask those questions. So keep in mind, it's a natural response that happens. Number four, be persistent. You've got to be persistent. Those who quit on the first no will never develop the skills, the techniques, the mindset that to build their confidence and the opportunity to overcome this fear of rejection. Persistence is going to push you through more than just anything else besides skills and your capabilities. If you're doing this, at the end of the day, being persistent and that skill development, as you do more and more of it, you get better and better at it. I was talking to somebody the other day, man, you sound like this, you've been doing this for 1,000 years and you just know this so perfectly. Well, I've been rejected 25 billion times, okay? But I've made so many calls, I've done so many things, and I say that not out of ego, but I share that with you guys because this is what we must go through, and we have to accept that, all right, and be good with it. Just be persistent and go through the process. And then the last point, guys, that we remember, as I said in the earlier, we are in the rejection business, and we should aggressively seek rejection. Don't avoid it. The worst thing that's going to do for you is nothing. The very best thing it's going to do for you is build your muscle. It's going to build you up in your mindset and your skills. Go out there and talk to as many people as you can. Since we're in the business of rejection, we just have to accept that and be okay with that. Just keep in mind that this is a part of the process. It's intrinsic. It's, as Lee Iacocca said, it's a natural part of our business. It's a natural part of our business. Now, how do you overcome that even at a higher level? Well, I can't answer that question right now. I will answer it tomorrow. I respect your time. Thanks for staying a couple of minutes longer today than we normally have. Go out there, guys. Put yourself in a place of success in your mindset. Develop your skills. continue to work on going after people. Understand that it's okay. They're not getting rid of you. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting what you have to offer right in this moment. It's all good. Go make it a great day. We'll wrap some other thoughts around this tomorrow so you can get the yeses that you want. I appreciate your time. Respect you for doing this business, and I know that you're going to achieve greatness in all that you do. Keep at it. Make it a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.